I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Earlier this week, I spoke with a UConn physician in Puerto Rico who's trying to help assess the damage to healthcare clinics there after Hurricane Maria. On Thursday, I caught up with him again to get an update. Dr. Robert Fuller is in San Juan with a team from the International Medical Corps. He visited five primary care clinics around the island on Wednesday, going clockwise from San Juan to Arroyo and then back to San Juan through Caguas. Each of the clinics he visited had the same story. They were all running on diesel power, using only small portions of their facilities to conserve power and limiting their hours. Not one was able to shoot an X-ray.
This is why we'll see some of the referral hospitals that are being supported with more intense resources, those referral hospitals will be swamped. And they won't necessarily be swamped with a lot of really sick people. They'll be swamped with people that know that there's power and air conditioning and lights on and there's an X-ray machine, and they'll go there to get their X-ray.
One of the clinics, just east of San Juan, had only 6 hours of diesel left for the generator. Another had just gotten 875 gallons of generator fuel. But the generator itself was dying from overuse.
The generator that we inspected at the end of the day was running 40 degrees over temperature, wasn't cooling anymore, wasn't putting out as much power as it used to, and they were going to have to shut it down to let it rest for 12 hours and cool off.
Fuller says the best medical support he can offer the clinics is to get them cash to buy fuel and to get them new generators. He says they don't need any more doctors. Fuller says his work on the island could wrap up this week. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.